into. Alright, we'll go under tempo still. I'll give you one measure for nothing. One, two. Pizzas, I guess you don't want them cut short, huh? Let the pizzas ring.
No, they should be short.
No, I mean like they should like.
Like an eighth note.
Like an eighth note. Okay. Right. All right. Louder though. I'm not hearing the pizzas. Right. Here we go. Top. Ready. And. Not that loud. Separation, Joe, or like connected between these chords?
Separated.
Okay.
Except if there's two together, right?
Da, yeah. Da. So you want ta ta or ya da,
da? No, da da.
Okay. Right.
And the other two are separate.
All right. So here we go. So we need to agree on the length of these notes. That's what we're doing here. Letter B. Mm-hmm. Ya bum bum bum. Here we go. One, two. Off. Off. That should be in unison rhythm. B. And one. And two. Play. Play. Bum, bum. Pop. Upbeats, right? The and of one should really kick, so a little more volume, please. Here we go, letter C. One, and. point in time. Letter C again. Letter C. I go 1, 2, and 1, 2, and 1, 1, and 2. So if you have in letter D, if you have slurs, right, you let your notes ring over on the slurs, and if you have two slurs in a row, a little bit of space between the two, right? So they will not ring over if they're not slurred. Alright? Let's go letter D. 1, 2. Because I think it will sound better without.
Yeah, just quarter notes
yeah.
With that.
Okay. All right, letter D.
Jason?
Yes.
Measure 36. Is everyone silent there, or?
Only threes play.
Okay.
All right, only threes are playing. All right, so in measure 58, right, where you have the quarter notes and the quarter rests. They are quarter notes and quarter rests. They are not staccato notes, so it's play, off, play, off, not pop, pop, but play, off. And in threes, request from the composer if we can have those eighth notes driven a little bit. In measure 57, letter D. 1, 2, 1. Listen, balance them, right? You're too soft. Ready? 1 and 1. Great, I hear you. And now the rest of the threes, you can balance as well. Here we go. E. 1, 2, 1. Let's do it again. So now just your first A, right? Your first A. Hear the rest of the notes. Just make sure that first note gets loud enough. E, ready, and 1. Good. Fine. 1s and 2s. Same thing, right? You're going to play the same volume here. E. Stay. Thanks. Here we go. E. You're showing off. I can play two notes. I'm not stopping.
Two open notes. Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
All
right. Letter E. 1.
We paid
and
you enough for that.
Thank you. Letter G, pick up the, we missed somebody. Letter G, ready, and. All getting softer from letter G?
Just at the end, the retorsion. Yeah, kind of should be tapering down.
Okay. Alright, so each entrance a little less than the one before. So letter G. So listen to the entrance before yours and just be a little less. Here we go, letter G. Ready? And. Fours. Three's a little less. Two's a little less.
This is where I wanted the fewer players to play.
Okay.
That's what you're for.
How many players? Oh, you want one?
Maybe one or two on each part.
Well, this is your section, so who do you want?
Roberta and Don.
Okay.
So this is where?
The concertino.
And then you want two per part?
Yeah, let's try that.
All right, so Matt. And who else? Jeff. And twos. One, two.
I'm one of those twos?
Okay. Yeah, you are.
Okay.
And then two of you up front here. All right, so here we go. I. One, two, three, and. Thank you. Yeah, so 2T everyone should play. Let's do, actually 2 before J, so measure 129. Measure 129, 2 before letter J.
Just to clarify, then we don't play a K, but then we do play an L.
Alright, so everyone plays the parts marked 2T, and the soloist, you now know who you are. Alright, so letter 129. Ready? And.
Thank you.
make sure we match in volume. Let's start letter P. One, and four threes and fours.
Stay in four until the three?
Yes, it does, until letter Q.
Okay, and then the same thing in 245 or something?
Yep, and then it stays in four until letter R.
Okay.
So Joe, I kind of think this, like, each engine should be a little louder than the one before.
Yeah, it should be kind of a swell.
Okay, so that's what we're going to go for, is every entrance a little louder than the one before, so the whole thing grows. Right, top, here you go. One, two, two, three, one, two, louder, two, louder. Soft, but I think it's a little too soft. I don't hear much at all. Letter U. Letter U. 268. There we go. Ready? And thank you. back at tempo, yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're slowing down, but that's back at tempo at 260, 299. Letter X, letter X. Ready?
And...
My fault, I was in three. My fault. X.
Jason, where's X?
295.
That's four.
See, for us that says W.
It says W,
so
yeah.
You know. And for you, that's 276 for us.
Right.
Well, we'll work that out later. So 295.
Have an ear, Joe.
295.
I don't know.
295. Here we go. Three. And one.
Parts one, what parts?
Part one, I have you, or we have you at 276.
276.
And we have W at 295.
Anybody else have a problem? But you have the right number of measures. Okay, I'll look at this.
Okay, so we are past our time, so we're going to start with movement three for the Parisi next time, right? Because we didn't get to it today. So we'll start with Parisi number three next time. And I forgot what's on the agenda, but it's on the website as well. So that's
Okay, do you know the room number yet? 17A. It's on the website.
So 528th Avenue next week. All right, next week, 528th Avenue, Ripley Greer.
17.
Thank you, Joe.